You're listening to K-Hum, and introduce yourselves.
Greetings.
My name's Vance.
My name's Dan.
My name's Knick.
My name's Drew.
And I'm Jake.
Sweet. And you guys are all in here because you're all pan enthusiasts.
Indeed.
Yes.
Right. All involved with various steel pan bands.
Very enthused.
That's true.
That's true.
Yes. So how did this Humboldt Steel Pan Festival come about?
It was really just kind of a thought that I had had, realizing that there were so many pan bands in the community, the HSU band, the Pan Dulce, Pan Arts Networkers community band, plus Del Norte High School, Freshwater Elementary, Blue Lake Trinidad Elementary. There's all, you know, our band, Pandemic. With all these bands around, why not have a big pan festival, get all the kids invited, have a good time?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. And so there's a Pandemic. It's going to be playing Humboldt Calypso Band, Blue Dragon Steel Band, Timbata, Business Casual, and Del Norte.
Timbata. Timbata, that's right. We're going to kick off the event at noon with Del Norte High School. They're going to come down, very excited about that. And then, yes, Business Casual, Timbata, and then the Blue Dragons is the Blue Lake and Trinidad Elementary Joint Steel Band.
Oh, sweet.
Yes. Very cool.
Very cool.
The kids are super excited, having a great old time rehearsing for this. So.
And this is happening in Blue Lake.
In Blue Lake.
And does it cost anything?
It's about $10 to $20 sliding scale out in the open park. It's going to be gorgeous.
That sounds cool. Yeah, so several hours of wonderful pan music.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to it says celebrating 30 years of steel drum in Humboldt, which is awesome.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah.
Have you done anything like this before?
No, this is the first attempt at something like this.
First attempt of many, I hope.
Yeah,
hopefully
the first annual.
Yeah. We could start billing it as the first annual. We see events like that, but I don't know. It's pretty cool. So, how did steel pans come here into Humboldt? Do you know?
Mostly from Dr. Eugene Novotny, who is, you know, head of percussion at Humboldt State University. He came in and started the first steel band 30 years ago with one pan and a bunch of marimbas and drum set and percussion. And it just ballooned into, over the years, into now what we're like a 55-member steel band at HSU.
Awesome.
And then some of us community members and people that have loved this music started forming our own bands throughout the years. Pandemic, as we're wearing our shirts today.
I like them. It's like a play on Rolling Rock.
Pretty much.
Yep. That's how we get through our rehearsals. We stay hydrated.
Yeah.
And you make a lot of. I was making puns the whole time we were setting up, but now I can't think of one.
Oh man!
A lot of them have already been done.
You can look up any steel pan band across the country, and it's like, yeah, they've all been taken.
You just pan about
pan related puns.
You'll find
the ethos of pan music.
Part of the tradition.
Exactly.
All right, so come on out. Expect tons of puns, tons of pan bands, and lots of good. Like, and it's a family event too, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah, all ages. I mean, like I said, it's mostly to benefit, to raise money for the elementary school steel bands, get their pans tuned, maybe even get new pans, get new music, new mallets.
Oh, so it's benefiting the schools?
Yep, it's all benefit. We're not taking a dime from it. It's all for the kids.
Awesome.
For the
there will be
future
beer,
generations
right?
of pan players.
And there's a 75% chance it'll be sunny because it's Blue Lake.
That's right.
Yes.
Reverse the raining.
Well, it's always sunny in Blue Lake, even if it's raining and it's dark.
We'll bring the sun.
Well, did you want to play, since none of you brought any pans today, because it was a lot, but did you want to play, like, a pan song?
Yeah,
like,
we can do that.
Which one?
Play? What do we have?
Do we have, like from a band that plays a lot of pan music?
Ooh. Lord Kitchener, Midas Barrow.
Those guys are cool.
Play some Kitch.
Steel Lord Kitchener. Choose a song.
Yeah, I got one for you.
I got one for me?
I got Pan Rising on my phone.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. It's pan music. You got it in there?
Mm-hmm.
You ready for the pandemonium?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right.
Horrible puns. It's done. Yeah. That was Denise Plummer in Pan Rising. You're listening to K-Hum, and I still have several prolific Pan players here in town, members of Pandemic.
Indeed.
Indeed. We are here.
Indeed. You're here. And right. What?
And the Humboldt Calypso Band.
Humboldt Calypso Band. Yeah. Sweet. But people should come on out to the Steel Pan Festival, which is going on 12 p.m. noon Saturday. There's going to be like food there, too, from Mad River.
Yeah, there's going to be the Barca food truck and Mad River beer. Bunch of kids stuff to do.
Sunshine, right. Steel Pans, food, tacos. Beer, yeah. Tacos. Jeez, what
Why
more could you want?
Yeah,
could you be anywhere else? So Saturday, that's what's going on. All right, we're going to go ahead and play a song. You said this song is like about the, it mentions the history of steel pan music?
It mentions a lot of the founding composers and pan makers of Trinidad steel band music, yeah.
Sweet. Well, this is Lord Kitchener with steel band music. Yeah. You're listening to K-Hum.